It's Friday, October 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. A Nevada-based technology company that has lobbied state lawmakers to let them form a semi-autonomous smart city has withdrawn its proposal. KUNR's Dana O'Connor has more.
Blockchain said on Thursday that it no longer planned to construct a smart city that revolved around its technology, but did plan to continue building out their platform in Nevada. The company had proposed creating new jurisdictions called innovation zones, where companies developing new technologies could experiment without oversight from county officials. The innovation zones would be governed by a company-nominated board that could create court systems, impose taxes, and make zoning decisions. The proposal provoked opposition from environmentalists, local government officials, and people skeptical of the growing power of technology companies. Dana O'Connor, KUNR News.
Union leaders and the Washoe County contractor that operates Reno's regional bus system are headed back to the bargaining table. That's because they're going to try to negotiate the end of a nearly two-week strike. It's the second strike since August. Bus service has been limited to a few main streamlined routes, creating a hardship for riders who say they've been facing long waits to be picked up. The previous collective bargaining agreement between the Teamsters and Keolis North America expired in July. This week's discussions include a proposal by the company to change the way drivers' routes and schedules are decided. And officials with the Regional Transportation Commission in Washoe County say they're anticipating service cuts early next year. Because of ongoing labor shortages due to the pandemic and the ongoing strike, passengers are already experiencing missed trips and delays. RTC is asking for public input on the proposed cuts. RTC's transit service contractors have increased their recruitment efforts, including offering signing bonuses. But reductions will take effect in January if the contractors aren't able to hire more drivers. With just over a year before the 2022 midterm elections, two top Democrats in Nevada hold narrow leads over their likely GOP opponents. KUNR contributor Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent reports.
According to a new poll released by the Indy, Governor Steve Sisolak is leading former U.S. Senator Dean Heller by 2 points and is basically tied if he ends up facing Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo in the general election. For U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, the poll shows she has a 4-point lead over her likely Republican opponent, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt. The results are worrisome for Nevada Democrats, who have won the vast majority of top-line races in the state since 2016. The number also reinforces Nevada's status as a true swing state. The Melman Group conducted the poll, which has a 4% margin of error, by sampling 600 likely Nevada voters in mid-September. For KUNR News, I'm Joey Lovato with the Nevada Independent.
That story was originally reported by Tabitha Mueller and Sean Galanka. California is encouraging more use of prescribed burns to prevent and even fight wildfires. But sometimes prescribed fires themselves spread out of control, causing their own extensive damage. Because of that risk, a bill that Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Wednesday is adding legal protections for private landowners and those who manage the blazes. The law raises the legal standard for seeking wildfire suppression costs from simple negligence to gross negligence. Opponents say the liability change leaves wildfire victims with a more difficult and less efficient process for recovering costs. Soaring temperatures fueled by climate change are making it harder to live in some of the nation's fastest-growing cities, including Las Vegas and Phoenix. KUNR's Nick Stewart has the details.
New population data shows that Americans are not deterred by the searing weather. According to the 2020 census, people keep flocking to communities where climate change makes life more uncomfortable and more precarious. A map by the Federal Emergency Management Agency found that the 5 fastest-growing cities in the U.S. are in counties at high risk of natural disasters, such as wildfires, flooding, hurricanes, and heat waves. Those cities include Las Vegas, Phoenix, Houston, Fort Worth, and Seattle. Nick Stewart, KUNR News.
Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak says a decrease in COVID-19 case rates and an increase in vaccinations is at least partly due to a nearly two-month deployment of federal emergency management surge teams in parts of Las Vegas. Sisolak said Thursday that test positivity, a key measure of the spread of COVID-19, has decreased statewide to 8.5%. That is still above the World Health Organization goal of 5%. FEMA teams arrived in Nevada in mid-July. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, October 8th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.